We're kicking off today's show. Nearly a year ago, a beloved cultural venue in Royal Oak shut their doors suddenly and left this message on the marquee. Landlord kicked us out. It's been a fun ride, 1941 to 2021, signed the main art crew. The message shocked local residents and film fans across Metro Detroit, leading to the creation of a movement to save the theater from demolition. Well, just last week, the Main Arts building owners filed plans to demolish the theater, but advocates say the fight is not over yet. Joining me live in studio is Jason Krizyak of Friends of the Main Art, also Pam Murray, another founding member of Friends of the Main Art. Welcome to Culture Shift.
Hi, Amanda.
It's so good to have you guys here today because there's a lot going on with the Main Art. As I said, it was almost a year ago. It was last June that the Main Art shuttered its doors. I'd like to talk about that moment. We had listeners calling in when that happened, talking about their memories of the Main Art, how devastated they were to lose this theater. So take us back to that point in time and what happened when you both found out about this closing.
Well, I put a really sad little picture of me pouting and crying on my Facebook page, which got Jason's attention, and he texted me right away and went, "So are we going to do this thing?" And I went, "Yeah, I think we got to do this thing because who else is going to do it?"
Yeah, Jason, take us back there.
Yeah, no, I think for so many people in this region, so many cinephiles and people who just loved going to that theater, it was a shock. You know, we were all coming out of, and we're all still dealing with, you know, the repercussions of this horrible human tragedy that every one of us has been living through. You know, we've had such sad stories of personal loss. And this, you know, it's not a personal loss in the sense that it's a loved one, but it is an immense loss for so many people and for this region. And we just feel like we couldn't let it pass away without doing our best to see that we do everything we can to preserve that theater and the spirit of the Main Art Theater.
Yeah, well, theaters took a big, big hit during the COVID-19 pandemic. When everything closed, they were closed as well. And still, a lot of them are struggling to recover from all the loss of revenue and the loss of films as well, of all the film shoots that had to be shuttered during the heavy part of that pandemic. So when this happened and you saw the sign on the marquee, what did you find out were the reasons for the theater being shut?
So the reasons that we learned that the theater was shuttered was because the longtime proprietor of the Main Art Theater, Landmark, which is a California corporation out of Hollywood, they had not been paying their lease at that property. They had an agreement with Jonah Corporation, North Main LLC, which are the property owners. Landmark had not been paying rent there for several months. Jonah, to their credit, didn't kick them out, had, you know, remained a partner in that agreement. Landmark finally made the decision, a corporate decision, to close 26 theaters across the United States. So the Main Art Theater was not singled out. It was part of a sweeping reconfiguration of their business plan. But obviously, their business plan from Hollywood, California, didn't really take into consideration the very real effects that taking that theater out of this community has for us in this community. So we felt like as the community members, as the people who live in this community, as the people who have spent so many great evenings and afternoons at the theater, we had to do something to save it.
And Pam, at that time, when you guys started making this group, right off the bat, there was a group made, Concerned Citizens, who were really, really worried about losing this beloved cultural institution. I'd kind of like to talk a little bit more about why this love for the Main Art. I mean, it was around since 1941 when we had listeners calling in when it shuttered, talking about the memories they had there. Incredibly moving, moving memories of seeing films, first dates at the Main Art. But I'd like to talk about this change that we have seen over the past couple decades, but especially the past decade, of these longtime cultural institutions. We've been losing them at a really rapid rate, and that rate that has been a huge concern in Oakland County as well, in Royal Oak in particular.
Yeah, I think what I'd like to point out to people that we're trying to get across to the business community and the city leaders in Royal Oak is that there's two models in cinema. One is the Cineplex, like the Imagines and the MJRs of the world, which you could pick up and plop down in any strip mall or suburb anywhere in America. The other model are these tiny little old school downtown small town cinemas like the Maynard that are surviving and thriving across the United States and a lot in Michigan in these little small towns by being taken over by nonprofits with a dedicated fan base, just similar to every little local NPR station like WDET. You have your dedicated fan base that keeps you going, and then you hope to keep pulling new people in every year to add to that dedicated fan base.
And so when this happened, the loss of this theater, the potential loss of it. So talk about as you created the Friends of the Maynard, you filed with the state of Michigan, were given a 501c3 license, which is a big deal, is to get that nonprofit status. And so last fall and last winter, you were both meeting with the building developers about how to at least save part of the institution, save the spirit of the institution there. Talk a bit about the details of that, please.
Yeah, thank you, Amanda. Yeah, so myself and two of our board members, our treasurer and our business manager, met with the Jonah Corporation. We had two very cordial meetings where we really sat and talked about how much this theater meant to everyone at that table. So the property owner and the representatives of the film going public. And, you know, we made our case that we can run this theater in a nonprofit model that creates, a profit stream for them as far as paying the lease that they weren't getting for 2 years, but also preserving this institution, this cultural institution in the heart of Oakland County, in the heart of Metro Detroit. So those meetings, we had two meetings with the property owners. Again, it was very cordial. It was a very open discussion. We gave them our proposals. We gave them our business plan. We gave them our pro forma documents. We feel like we have those angles covered as far as justifying our ability to run this theater. They came back and said that they were not interested after considering our efforts, and that they were going to move on with demolition of the building and then reconfiguration of the space. We had then had a nice discussion again about the possibility of preserving, if not the entire building, the 1941 building, then the spirit of the Maynard Theater in what's known as a micro cinema. So it would be a smaller footprint, smaller theaters, screening of around 150 people instead of the Maynard Auditorium seats 500 people. So the footprint would be smaller. And actually, as Pam alluded to, we believe that these are the theaters, these are the institutions that are going to survive what many people acknowledge is a extinction event in the cinema industry. These dinosaurs, and I'm sorry, the 18-screen cineplexes, those are the dinosaurs. So what's going to be surviving into the future are these theaters rooted in the communities they exist in, not, you know, dictated from California or wherever, rooted in their communities and screening films catered and cultured towards their residents. And we're very excited about the possibility of continuing the Maynard Theater and the spirit of the Maynard Theater well into the 21st century.
What was the temperature of the conversations when you had them with Jonah Development? Were they first were open to the idea of having the micro cinema? Has that changed?
In our conversations, they are going forward with their plans as presented to the Royal Oak City Planning Department. Those plans do not include a micro cinema, but Jonah's people said the window is open for that as a possibility. No guarantees, no promises, but a potential for that to be part of the future development. And that's really where we're kind of structured. Our main motivation is preserving the historic theater. We are dedicated. We have thousands of people who are dedicated alongside of us, but we also know we have to be prepared for other outcomes. But we are dedicated to preserving films and the spirit of the Maynard Theater at that location.
Again, we're talking to Pam Murray and Jason Krzyzewski. They are founding members of Friends of the Maynard, a nonprofit group that is seeking to save the spirit of the Maynard Theater in downtown Royal Oak. Pam, both of you, I guess, when you had these conversations with Jonah Development, Did they say what their relationship was with Landmark Theaters, who owned the cinema before that? Because I'm curious, because Landmark stopped paying its rent, which is why it was shuttered. Have you spoken to Landmark Arts? I mean, what is the business of the main art? Is there a way to save the theater and have it also be at least making a little bit of profit?
Yeah, so the representatives from Landmark, as the billboard or as the marquee indicated, basically packed up in the middle of the night and washed their hands of the whole ordeal. So we have not had any communications with Landmark Corporation. I'm unaware if Jonah has had any conversations with the Landmark outside of pursuing them for the back payment of their rent. So Landmark has really been non-existent. If Landmark was to enter the picture and say, hey, we've reconsidered and we want to spring back the main art theater to life, okay, that would be one thing. We would still want to challenge them as far as enhancing the programming there and bolstering that theater to its maximum potential. But at this point, Landmark has entirely left the conversation.
All right. Pam, so coming up in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be a lot of movement on trying to save part of the theater, save the spirit of it, as we keep saying. So what's going to be happening coming up in the next couple of weeks? There's a Royal Oak Planning Commission, right, and there's a rally to save the theater.
Yeah, first the rally will come up on April 9th, which is a Saturday at 2 p.m., and that will just be a show of public support covered by media. We have some guarantees that media will come. And it's an opportunity for all of my imaginary friends, as I've been telling people when I speak to them at the Royal Oak Farmers Market. As far as the city commissions and Jonah's concerned, they've only been meeting with about six of us on a regular basis. So when we tell them that we have thousands of followers, they kind of don't look like they believe us. Their faces squinch up and their eyes roll. So I kind of feel like Horton from Horton Hears a Who. And all of these supporters on Facebook and email that have given us their contact information and their comments and their thanks for doing this effort, they don't believe that you live on that dandelion out there, gang. They think I'm a crazy old dementia elephant. So you all need to show up on April 9th at 2 p.m. and show them how many supporters we have that would support this very sustainable nonprofit business model. And furthermore, on April 12th, there's a city planning commission meeting. And there's actually on our Facebook page a little notice from the city that they have to post saying, you are welcome to come and make public comment. Everybody gets their 3 minutes at the mic. And we're very much hoping that everyone will show up. And I'm encouraging people that aren't even art cinema fans to show up. I'm encouraging people to show up if they have land use concerns and cultural change concerns about what the downtowns of some of the small towns are turning into.
So that'll be April 9th, Saturday, April 9th, a rally at the Main Art, outside the Main Art, for folks who, as you said, are concerned about saving it, concerned about what will happen to that location there in Royal Oak, 2 p.m. Before I let you guys go, please talk about your personal, how much you personally value the theater, what it's meant to you over the years, and why you decided to start the group to save it.
Well, we're both parents, so for us, it's been a place where, fortunately, our kids went along with our crazy attitude of turning them into cinephiles. So my 28-year-old son is a member of our group, and because he's a little shy about the public speaking thing, he's kind of our numbers guy. So as soon as one of us has to go to any kind of a meeting or speaking event, Ryan is right away checking the data on the computer for us, throwing out statistics, going, this is one thing he found for us recently that's a great example for talking points is we have an analogous situation to Traverse City, which is also having many controversial discussions about overdevelopment and land use issues. Mm-hmm. And somehow with a population of 15,000 people, they are supporting two historic nonprofit run largely art house cinemas.
Wow.
And we have almost four times the population just in Royal Oak, not talking about all the people that are main art fans from the surrounding communities that come in. We can most certainly support one.
Yeah. And Jason, love to hear your story.
Oh, well, my story starts with my wife and I's decision to even buy a house and where we were going to raise our family. when we were looking at the home that we eventually purchased and we eventually raised our three children in, we still live into this day. Before we bought the property, I walked it off from our driveway to the box office at the main art theater in Royal Oak, and it was a 20-minute walk, and I said, you know what? This is where I want to raise our family. It's about more than this cinema. As Pam alluded to, as I think all our listeners, you know, all the listeners out there know, it's about what kind of community we want to live in. And if we want to choose institutions like the Main Art, if we want to choose institutions like the DIA and the cultural richness of this community, we have to fight to preserve them. And that's what we're dedicated to doing.
And Friends of the Main Art going to have a rally at the Main Art Theater on Saturday, April 9th at 2 p.m. And the Royal Oak Planning Commission will meet later that week, that Tuesday, I believe, right, April 12th? Mm-hmm. All right, so where do folks go to get more info?
So they can go to the Facebook page, Friends of the Main Art. We also have a website, Friends of the Main Art Theater, and we have all our contact information on both the website and on the Facebook page. We have an Instagram account. And also I would push people to the Royal Oak Planning Department page for all the information on the upcoming and important Planning Commission meeting.
I'm talking to Pam Murray and Jason Krisiak, Friends of the Main Art, a rally to save the theater coming up in the next couple weeks, Saturday, April 9th. As Jason said, go find more info on their Facebook page. Thank you guys so much for coming in, and please keep us updated about the rally and how the efforts to save the theater go.
For sure, Amanda. Thank you so much.